For the Gemara, my vi in bezdin. What does Rav Huna mean to say it has to be in bezdin? In bezdin. My vi in bezdin. It means b'fnei bezdin. It means to say you can only blow the shofar in front of bezdin. La'afu kishlei b'fnei bezdin. Mashenka, if you're not in front of bezdin, you can't blow the shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. The loy, it's awesome. For the Gemara, most of Rav, Rav yes the kasha. Says now Mishnah, v'yoyd zoy soysi yushlayim yiseira yavna. Yushlayim had more blowing of the shofar on Shabbos than we had in Yavne after the Korban Abayis. For the Gemara, my v'yoyd zoys. What does the Mishnah mean that Lashna v'yoyd zoys and this also this more? Ilay mekiriktoni, if the Mishnah only means the way it says it, then Yushlayim, even a city right outside Yushlayim, could also blow the shofar. Of a zoys, zoys mi boyle. It's not just a Lashna v'yoyd zoys and also this. It just should have said this. Ella, what the Mishnah means, says like this. Tib Yerushalayim toikin yechidim. In Yerushalayim, even yechidim, private people, were allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Over Yavna, Mashenkin and Yavna, ain't toikin yechidim. Yechidim, private people, cannot blow the shofar in Yavna on Shabbos. But over that's what I meant to say. Fred Gemara, is that true of Yavna and toikin yechidim? That private people did not blow the shofar in Yavna? When Yitzchak Yosef came, Omri said like this, that when the Shliach Tzibur used to finish blowing the shofar on Shabbos in Yavne, a people cannot hear their own voice. They couldn't hear the voice that came like a voice and not go into the ear. Because there were so many private people blowing the shofar in Yavne, like the kolos of the shofar was still going ringing in the ears, they couldn't hear any other voice. So you see clearly that Yechidim, private people, did blow the shofar on Shabbos in Yavne. Elo the Gemara means to say like this. Elo lav di Yerushalayim toiken bein bizman bezdin u bein shaloi bizman bezdin. In Yerushalayim they used to blow the shofar both the first 6 hours of the day, bizman bezdin, and even later on in the day, when it wasn't bizman bezdin. U v'yavne mashenken in Yavne bizman bezdin in. Shaloi bizman bezdin loy. They only blew the shofar during the first 6 hours of the day when Bezdin used to sit. But after that time, they did not blow the shofar. But a tzaddik called Bizman Bezdin, but during the first 6 hours of the day, when the time when Bezdin used to sit down, Miyo Takinan, you are allowed to blow the shofar, and it's mashma then, V'yafilu Shlei Bifnei Bezdin, even though you're not in front of Bezdin. So this is not like Rav Huna says. Rav Huna says only in Bezdin itself you can blow the shofar, and here it's mashma in Yavne, you're allowed to blow the shofar even outside Bezdin, as long as it's during the first 6 hours of the day when Bezdin sits? So Gemara answers no. Lo, I'll tell you. Like this it should be. It's only in Yerushalayim that you're allowed to blow the shofar whether in front of Bezdin or Shlei Bifnei Bezdin. Ube Yavne, Mashenken in Yavde, Bifnei Bezdin in. Shlei Bifnei Bezdin loy, in Yavne Taka, you could only blow the shofar in front of Bezdin. Like in Yavne, you need two tanoim. It has to be Bizman Bezdin and Bifnei Bezdin, like Rav Huna says. Vashenken in Yerushalayim, now it could be the way we said Pshat before in Rashi Shita. The Rashi Shita learns in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah is Mashman Yerushalayim, no. And the end of the Mishnah says Yerushalayim, yes. So we said it means that in Yerushalayim, during the first 6 hours of the day, Bizman Bezdin, then you're allowed to blow the shofar any place in Yerushalayim. And even Yechidim, even not Bifnei Bezdin. Vashenken in Yavne, you could only blow the shofar during the first 6 hours, but also only in front of Bezdin itself, like Rav Huna says. What does Tosfos explains then? What does it mean that people couldn't hear the ears because of the kol shofar? It means that the yechidim, the one that hear the shofar, had to come in front of Bezdin and blow in front of Bezdin. And Echnami, a lot of people were blowing the shofar the first 6 hours of the day in front of Bezdin. And people standing there heard the shofar so much that it was ringing in the ears, they couldn't hear anything else. Verse says, Ika demasni loho de Rav Huna ho. Some learn Rav Huna's halacha that he says in Bezdin on a different halacha. They see if the pasuk says about Yom Kippurim that by Yom Kippurim taviru shofar b'chol atzachem. There's a mitzvah to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur on Yovel, on the Yovel of Yom Kippur. You're supposed to blow the shofar. It says b'chol atzachem, any place in Eretz Yisrael. Malamed it comes to teach us shekol yochid v'yochid chayev l'tkoya. Every yochid has the chiyuv to blow the shofar on Yovel on Yom Kippur. Omer Rav Huna, and this Rav Huna says v'yim bezdin, it has to be with bezdin. For the Gemara, my v'yim bezdin, what does Rav Huna mean to say, even on Yovel, it has to be with bezdin? It means to say, bizman bezdin, it has to be blown the first 6 hours of the day, when bezdin is in session. Lafuke shloi bisman bezdin. Lafuke not bisman bezdin. After the first 6 hours of the day, then you cannot blow the shofar anymore. Deloi, then not. For the more must of rover, over here the kash like this. It says tikiyas. So this first part you have to take out. Not like the grua takes it out. Tikiyas Rosh Hashanah that we take out. V'yoyvel doiches a Shabbos begvulin. Because we know on Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos, you can't blow the shofar, but clearly on Gvulin. Outside Yerushalayim, for sure not. And here it says you could. That's why the Gra takes out the word Rosh Hashanah, it means on Yovel. On Yovel, Yom Kippur of Yovel, you're allowed to blow the shofar, even if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos. And even outside Yerushalayim, Yishu Beisai, a man in his house. For the Gemara, my Yishu Beisai, what does it mean a man in his house? Ilayim Yishu, Yishtif, it means a man and his wife. For the Gemara, Issa Mi mechayvo as a lady mechuyev to hear the shofar of Yovel, v'amitzas asay shezman grami. This for sure is called the mitzas asay that's totally in zman. It only comes once in 50 years. It's come out the biggest zman grama. It only comes once in 50 years on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. There's a mitzah to blow the shofar. So an isha for sure is potter. V'chol mitzas asay shezman grama noshim apturis. The Gemara says, El Olav doesn't mean to say Ish Bebeisoi. It means a man could blow the shofar in his own house. And Chura means to say, V'afilu Shleib is Mandezdin. That on Yovel, on this Yom Kippur, you can blow the shofar the whole day, anytime you want. So of course, not like Rav Huna. The Gemara says, Loi. L'yoyla Matayu is Mandezdin. It's like Rav Huna says. You could only blow the shofar even on Yovel, Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, during the first 6 hours of Mandezdin. And Echnami. Ish Bebeisoi means you're allowed to blow it privately, but it has to be during the first 6 hours of the day. Most of Rosh Hashanah has the kash like this. It says, Shava ha-yovel le-Rosh Hashanah le-tkiyu le-brochus. That after we blow the shofar on Yom Kippur Yovel, and every Rosh Hashanah has the same halachas for tkiyu shofar and for the brochus. Elo, the only difference is, she b'yovel toikin bein bebezdin she kitru b'yas ha-chodesh, or bein bebezdin shloi kitru b'yas ha-chodesh. In other words, by Yovel, you don't only blow the shofar in the bezdin agodol, in a place where they make the kiddush ha-chodesh, but any bezdin you can blow the shofar. And every single person has a chiyuv to blow the shofar on Yovel, on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Of Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, Mashenkin that comes out on Shabbos. And before we're talking about Yovel that came, that Yom Kippur that came out on Shabbos. Now, what about a Rosh Hashanah? Loha Yotoykin, they did not blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. Ela bebezdin shekitcher boyas achodish. Only the bezdin hagodol where they used to make the kiddush achodish was. But every private person does not have a chiyuv to blow the shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. For the Gemara, my enkel yochad biyochad chayav letzkoya. What does that mean? Elaim, if you want to tell me, dibi yovel toikin yechidim, that on yovel yechidim used to blow the shofar, or Rosh Hashanah ain't toikin yechidim, that yechidim did not blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, I will kiyosi Rab Yitzchak Rab Yosef Omar, that kiyavim esayim shlichad etziburot kiyosa biyavna, when the Shlich Tzibah finished blowing the shofar in Yavne on Shabbos, Loishom Inish Kol Unya, a person of standing there cannot hear anything in his ears anymore, Mikol Tekuya Yechidah, because there's so many people blowing privately, Yechidim were blowing the shofar. So you see, you are a Yochid, a private person, isn't allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. El Olav doesn't apply to me like this. Dielu B'yovel, on Yovel, Toikim, Bein Bizman Bezdin, Bein Shlei Bizman Bezdin. That when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, Yovel, you're allowed to blow the shofar, whether the first 6 hours of the day, and even the last 6 hours, even after the Zman Bezdin. Or Rosh Hashanah, Mashenkin, Rosh Hashanah, Bizman Bezdin in. It's only during the first 6 hours of the day, you're allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Shloi Bizman Bezdin loy, but after the 6 hours, you're not allowed to. But I call upon him, Ketonim, as we learned here, that B'yovel on Yovel, Bein Bizman Bezdin, Bein Shloi Bizman Bezdin, you're allowed to blow the shofar on Yovel, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, even after the Zman Bezdin. So it's not like Rav Huna. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you loy. L'yoylam really, truly is the Zman Bezdin. You can only blow the shofar on this Yom Kippur, Yovel, that came out on Shabbos, only the first 6 hours of the day, like Rav Huna says, the Zman Bezdin. V'ochiktonet, this is what the Brisa means to say. B'yoyvel, b'zman bezdin toikin. True, they blew the shofar, b'zman bezdin. Bein b'fnei bezdin, bein shloi b'fnei bezdin. Whether you're in front of bezdin, not in front of bezdin, kol yochid yoch was allowed to blow the shofar in his own private house on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. It was yoyvel during the first 6 hours of the day. Mashenkin b'Rosh Hashanah. Toikin b'zman bezdin. Or b'fnei bezdin, like we had before. That if a yochid wants to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, it's only with two conditions. It has to be during the first 6 hours of the day and also in front of Beis Din. So Mela comes out good even according to Rav Huna. Now by Rosh Hashanah you need two Tanoim. It has to be in front of Beis Din. Mashenken and Yovel, it doesn't have to be in front of Beis Din. It just has to be Bizman Beis Din. Itmanam, we learned like this also. Om Rav Chia Bagamda, Om Rav Yosi Ben Shol, Om Rebbe, Ein Toiken El Kol Zaman She Beis Din Yoshvin. You can only blow the shofar. On Yovel, Kol Zaman Beis Din sitting means only during the first 6 hours of the day. Boy, Rav Zera said like this. What he Rav Zera cleared the shayla. Boy, he asked for Sofik. What's going to be? Nina Rulam. The Beis Din started to get up. They made like they pulled the chairs. They're about to stand up. In other words, they stopped paskin already. It's after the zman of psak. For lo yamdu, but the mamish did not get up yet. Really, Mao. Beis Din yoshvim bein in boika. Do you just mean that the Beis Din is still sitting there and the ma'aser is still sitting there? They're still in the room. So therefore, people can still blow the shayfa now on this Yom Kippur on this Yovel. Or Dilma, maybe Zman Beis Din Binin. You have to have the time when Beis Din is still Paskin Shilas. Velekan, here you don't have it already. Because they started to get up as I closed the books already. Teiku, this is Rav Zera's Suffolk. If at this time when Beis Din already closed the books and not going to Paskin any more Shilas, can a person still blow the Shofar on this Yovel, on this Yom Kippur that came out on Shabbos or not? Right, the Mishnah says, V'yoizoy sois Yushlaim Yisrael Vayavna. Yushlaim had a more of a din to blow the Shofar on Shabbos than there was in Yavna. That what? Even a city right outside Yerushalayim. So it says four different perotim. It means like this. Roya, the city has to be close enough that you can see Yerushalayim. Pratli Yosheves Benachal, excluding a city, even though it's close by, but let's say it's way deep down in the valley, that from the valley you can't see Yerushalayim, they can't blow the shofar there on Shabbos. Shemas, then the Mishnah says you have to be able to hear a shofar from Yerushalayim. Pratli Yosheves Beroy Shehor, Prat if a city, even though it's close to Yerushalayim, but they're all the way up on top of a mountain, right outside Yerushalayim. So even though on top of the mountain they can look down and see Yerushalayim, but since they can't hear the Kol Shofar from Yerushalayim, they are not allowed to blow the Shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. Then it says Kroiva, they have to be close by, that means Pratli Yosheves Chus LaTchum, excluding a city that's sitting outside the Tchum. If they're outside the Tchum of Yerushalayim, that's also no good. Even though they could see Yerushalayim and hear the curl of Yerushalayim, but if they can't with their outside etchum, that's also no good. Then it says, Yecholu lovoi, they have to be able to come, means prat lamasik lo nohora, excluding if there's a river dividing it between them. In other words, even though they're close by, they're close to Yerushalayim, they could see, they could hear, but the maisa, they can't walk there because there's a river blocking them. And such a place is also not able to blow the shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. All right, we'll stop here. We're up to Daf Lamid, Amar Aleph, in the Mishnah. Barishoyno ha-yehalulav nito ba-migdash shiva. At the beginning, this man had the base of Migdash. The lulav, midirais, is supposed to be taken all 7 days only in the base of Migdash. Over Medina, outside the base of Migdash, yom echad. The mitzvah was only to take the lulav one day, the first day. Like Rashi says, the chsiv, the posik says, usmachtam lefnei Hashem ulakechem shivas yomim. It's lefnei Hashem in the base of Migdash, the mitzvah is 7 days. Over Medina, outside the base, Hamikdash Yom Echad, Dichtiv Lekachten Lochem B'Yom Arishin. The Yom Arishin is the mitzvah. That's the way it used to be. This man, they had the base Hamikdash. But Mishachorav base Hamikdash, after the base Hamikdash was Chorav, Hiskin Reb Yechonim Ben Zakkai, Reb Yechonim Ben Zakkai made a takona she yehei lulav nito b'Medina shiva. That now even out b'Medina means outside the base Hamikdash. It's Chorav, Yerushalayim, with whole Eretz Yisrael, every place. The lulav should be taken all 7 days of Sukkot. Of course, not on Shabbos. Excluding Shabbos, the lulav is taken. Zeichel Migdash, as the current, remember the way they used to do it in the Beis Migdash. Another takon he made was, that on Tezayin, Venitan, the second day of Pesach, that's the day when they used to bring the Korban Omer, and that was Mati Yutit Chodesh, the new crop that was grown since last Pesach, it's also Tit, until it becomes the next year, Tez Zayin Benisin. So Meir Takona that the whole day is also Tita Chodesh until the next day. Yom HaNeit means the 7th, the 16th day, the day they used to bring the Korban Omer when they had the Beis Hamikdash. So after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, Meir Takona that the whole day is also Tita Chodesh until the next day. And we'll see in the Gemara if this is Midirais or Midirabon. Now the Gemara says in Minolim, how do we know there's such an Indian, the Avdina and Zeichel Hamikdash? That after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, we have to make as a corner remembrance of the way it used to be, the Zman they had the Beis Hamikdash.
So the Gemara brings down the pasuk in Yimyo that says, "Kiale aruchaloch," like when you will get well, when you get well, you'll be healed off from your makos. Nu mashem kinidocha koruluchot tzion he dorish ein lo. So mashmi should be dorish, look after tzion, because ein lo, there's nobody looking after tzion, after Yerushalayim, after the Beis Hamikdash. Mechlaf from this pasuk at Soraya, the boy drisha. So we have to look after to see what happened to the Beis Hamikdash. So in other words, now there's an inyan to make a zikaron of the way it used to be. Bizman, we had the Beis Hamikdash, that in the Migdash used to take the lulav all 7 days. Therefore, Rechel Mitzaka made a takana that Bizman is there all over. We take the lulav all 7 days, only not on Shabbos. Right, then the Gemara says the second takana was v'shehayoyim hanef. That's the day that you used to bring the korban oimer on Tes Zayin Benisin, kula yosa. The whole day should be yosa tit chodesh until the next day. But the more my time, why did he make this takona? In other words, really midiraisa, it should be mutter at the beginning of the day. So the more says, my time, cause mehera yivna beis hamikdash. We're afraid that right away soon the beis hamikdash will be built, the third beis hamikdash. The Mashiach will come soon. The yomru and they will say, ishtakad last year mi lo yochalno beheya mizrach. Last year didn't we eat the new chodesh at the beginning of the day? The Heya Mizrach, when the day first started in the morning, they started to eat the new Chodesh. So they'll say, now this year also, even though we have the Beis Hamikdash, Nami Nechel, people also say, let's start eating the new Chodesh at the beginning of the day. For Layadi, people will not know the Ishtaka that last year, true, Lehevi Omer. Last year that we did not have the Beis Hamikdash, we did not have the Korban Omer. Therefore, Heya Mizrach Hitter. Therefore, the beginning of the day, of the 16th day of Nisan, that was Matayu, to eat Chodesh, true. Abahashta, but this year, the Iko Omer, that we have the Korban Omer, we have the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kanan will bring the Korban Omer, is Omer Matar. You're not allowed to eat the new Chodesh until you bring the Omer. So if there'll be an Inyan, that now, Bezman, the Korban Abayis, will be allowed to eat the Chodesh, from the beginning of the 16th day, there's a Takana where Xavier, we're afraid that maybe by next year, or when the Beis Hamikdash will be built, people will still continue eating the new Chodesh at the beginning of the morning on the 16th day. And really then, they're not allowed to. Until it becomes, they bring the Korban Omer. Like really Rashi brought down, like in the Torah it says Tupsukim. One Pasuk says, Ad Etzem Ayayim Azeh, until that day, the 16th day of Nisan. Mashma, as soon as it starts, you're allowed to start eating the Chodesh. The cost of Echad Omer, another Pasuk says, Ad Aviyechem, until you bring the Korban Omer. So the Gemara dashes that Bizman, you have the bias, is Omer Matir. Or Bizman, Shein Omer, Bizman, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, then Etzem Hayoy Matir. Then me the Raisa, you're allowed to eat the Chodesh from the beginning of the day. But Yechud and Metzakim made a takana that even Bizman is there, we should not eat the Chodesh from the beginning of the day, but the Gzera, maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built. So the Gemara asks, the Nivna Amos, what are we afraid of? When will the Beis Hamikdash be built? Elay Modiyivna Beshisa. So if you want to say the Beis Hamikdash will be built on the 16th day itself, like after the morning on the 16th of Nisan, Harei Heya Mizrach, Freddy Gemara Hitter. At the beginning of the day, since at that time we did not have the Beis Hamikdash, so the beginning of the day of the 16th by Nisan, it's already mutter to eat the Chodesh, so the Yis is not going to come back again. Elo, you have to tell me, Diyivna Bechameter, that for sure the Beis Hamikdash was built already yesterday, on the 15th day, on the first day of Pesach. So if the Gemara of the Beis Hamikdash was built yesterday on the 15th day, then for sure mechatzos hayom olaholim lishdori. From after chatzos of today, the 16th day, from chatzos hayom, it should be mutter to eat the yomer. Why do tanan? We learned like this. Horachokim. This man, they had the Beis Hamikdash. So we say at that time, you're only allowed to eat the chodesh after they brought the yomer. What's going to be with the people living far away from Yerushalayim? They don't know when the Kohanim brought the korban yomer or not. Or what time did they bring it? So the halacha is mutarin mechatzos hayom olaholim. Yishnof, from after Chatzos Hayim of the 16th day, the people living far away, they're allowed to start to eat the Chodesh already. Why? Because the klal is, l'fishein bezdim etzatzlim boy. Because bezdim does not lazy. And for sure, they brought the korban, they brought the minchas oimer by Chatzos Hayim. So the chur, the kasher is, even if you want to make a gzera bezman is there, or to bezman there'll be a beis midrash, but the chur, the gzera today should only be also up until Chatzos. But after Chatzos Hayim today, it should be mutter to eat the Chodesh. Because what are you afraid of? That maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built. Even Bizman, they have the Beis Hamikdash. After Chatzos Hayom, for sure you're allowed to eat the Yomer, the new Chodesh. So the Marin says the Gzeir is La Nitzuchoy, know what we're afraid of. The Yivne Bechameisa Somach Leshkiyas Achama. The Beis Hamikdash Meidu will first be built late on the 15th day of Pesach. The 15th day of Nisan, the first day of Pesach, will be built late. Inami, another thing we're afraid of, the Ivni Belaila. Maybe it'll even be built at the night of the 15th. In other words, the Beis Hamikdash will first be in place, come out by the 16th in the morning. So therefore, in such a time, we're afraid they won't have enough time to bring the Korban Omer by Chatzai Sayyim, since the Beis Hamikdash is first in service. Now on either 15th by day late or 15th by night. So by the time they get around to bring the Korban Omer that year, it will be late in the day. So we have a gzeira not to eat the Chodesh today, bizman hazeh, even when we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. Also maybe next year the Beis Hamikdash will be built late in the day on the first day of Pesach, and then they won't bring the Omer on the next day until pretty late in the day, near nighttime. So therefore that whole day would be off to eat Chodesh. If our Gzera for that year, we ask to teach now also the whole 16th day, the Chodesh. And Rashi asked the question, even though the Gemara in Shavuos says, Ein binyan beis hamikdash loy biyomtev loy belayla, so how are we afraid that the beis hamikdash will be built on the first day of Pesach, or by nighttime? So Rashi says, that's only the halachas of the first two beis hamikdash, which we had to build. Mashenk in the third one, which will come down min ha-shamayim, and eish min ha-shamayim, there's no halachas, we have to build it. It could come down even on yomtev, even at nighttime. Here's the more vita. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Omar, that Rav Yechonon ben Zakkai is b'shitas Rav Yehuda Omra. He holds Rav Yechonon ben Zakkai, even though in the Mishnah he says a lashon he made a gzera, it's not really a gzera. He holds a smidiraisa that on the whole.